Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
A lot of blogs, like that type of blogosphere part of the media world, is leaking this information that supposedly they've got a video of Dez Bryant doing something, like physically violent or beating somebody up or something, that is, quote, five times worse than what Ray Rice did. And they're threatening to release this video. And they're saying that they're basically going to sell it to the highest bidder. And they said like 3 days ago it was going to come out tomorrow, and then it didn't. And it's going to come out in the next 2 days, and it still hasn't. No one knows if this video exists or not. But a bunch of reporters like Adam Schefter and Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, I mean, they've been contacted by people saying that they've seen the video, that they have the video, and that they're going to sell it, and then it's going to be out eventually. It's uncomfortable for me, though, because all these reporters are talking about it like it's a thing, when as of right now, it's not a thing. It's just an unsubstantiated rumor. Right. It's a bunch of blogs with no credibility. Most of them, their writers aren't even in press boxes because they're not credentialed. They're just aggregators of information saying it's something.
Wow. What an annoying voice. There's a radio host commenting on what many people are saying in the next NFL scandal department. So far, there's only rumor that there's a video of Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant doing something worse than what Ray Rice did, as that host explained. Sports Talk Radio, Major League Baseball, the spring training season is underway. Isn't that more positive? Isn't that fun? Isn't that great? Don't you feel good, especially if you've been stuck in the Northeast weather? You're looking forward to the baseball season, even if the first games get played in snow. NBA action. Also, there's this scandal in the NFL. So that's number 10 on the countdown. We're getting started pretty much where we normally do. Sports Talk Radio and the action there on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. Last week of February, we'll review all of the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, part of the Talkers Enterprise, Talkers.com, where Talkers TV is, and Talkers Radio. It spends it and its people. Spend lots of time overviewing all of the aspects of the talk radio and talk television industry. So that's why we come up with this this program each week. It takes into account the top 10 from across the country, from talk radio programs and stations and hosts. So, as is usually the case, number 10 is where we start. We move to number 1 until the end of the hour. You won't know what is number 1, but again, reviewing number 10, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera.
Number 9.
The Oscars last Sunday. Good, bad, different awards. Not enough people of color. Whether Neil Patrick Harris did a good job. All of these things are part of the discussion here with radio host Chad Hartman. He's got entertainment reporter Colin Culver talking about why the ratings were not so good.
Ratings down. Down why in your analysis?
Very easy to answer. Ratings go up when really popular films are the ones that are shown. When
yep.
people have gone to a film and they think, oh, that film that I kind of like, that could win an award. I wonder if that actor guy would win too. Yeah, okay, let's watch that. So the only film that really had a significant following, of course, was American Sniper, which
yep.
won basically nothing.
Yep.
You know, what did it get, like one, you know, minor technical award? Nothing big at all. And, you know, if you want to do well, you show something like Titanic. I think that was the highest rated ever, wasn't it?
I think that's right.
Oscar broadcast was like the tops, because everybody in the world had seen it and loved it and felt like, oh, that's the team I want to cheer for, you know? This is very different. You know, this is not about guys whose films earn a lot of money at the box office. It's about earning respect from your industry peers in terms of the artistry, and that's okay. You know, that's really long term. It's okay. You know, if their ratings are down a little bit, okay, I can deal with that. You know why? Because a whole lot of movies that no viewer had ever seen or heard of or knew much about got a little bit of publicity that night. If you didn't see Whiplash, mm-hmm. by the way, can I praise Whiplash? Everybody go out to the IN and see this. It's so dang good, and it's been there for months, and it's going better and better and better because word is spreading about it.
It's my favorite movie of the year. time.
That's what yeah, absolutely. I mean, you heard the applause when J.K. Simmons won Best Supporting Actor, right? Now, how many viewers really know who J.K. Simmons is? The guy's a supporting actor. He's 60 years old. He's never been the star of anything, but he's so good. And that's what the Oscars are about. You know, they're not about rewarding people for bringing a lot of money into the industry. It's not that at all. It's about trying to bring a little bit of prestige, maybe, to those who are nominated. So, you know, that's I think it's a good thing. I think it helps a lot of movies that are really terrific get more exposure.
Number 8.
Is it me, or do we just have a collection of really lousy voices so far this week? All right, number 8, the situation in Ukraine. Here's Christiane Amanpour talking to Russian presidential press secretary Dmitry Peskov about the separatists bringing about another round of sanctions on the Russians.
After the Minsk agreement was signed, several days later, the separatists took the strategic town of Debaltseve. And in fact, President Putin urged the Ukrainian government to withdraw the troops there. Now, the OSCE reports that there has been shelling in places like Donetsk, but especially Mariupol. Can you tell me whether these separatists are going to be allowed to move on Mariupol? And the French foreign minister and other leaders have said if they do, that triggers another round of sanctions.
Well, actually, Moscow is not a country. I mean, Russia is not a country that is allowing or not allowing separatists to move towards one city or one village or another.
Do you think they will? Do you think they will? Or is Russia encouraging them not to?
I don't think so. I mean, those people are responding to hostile actions, hostile attacks against their own soil, against their own people. I mean, they are endangered and they are responding. So it's another question. But you mentioned the Debaltseve. Unfortunately, after signing Minsk agreements, what happened there was prognosed by President Putin at the night of signing of Minsk agreement. It was said in the morning, and right after that, we all saw the press conference of President Putin, and he said that there are lots of Ukrainian military people surrounded there in the Debaltseve. And we can make an easy prognosis that, unfortunately, those people will try to escape from their surrounding, trying to clear up their way using guns, using heavy artillery, and all meanings they have at hand. And that happened, actually. That's why after the signing, we saw the attempts of those Ukrainian military, that were inside the circle, to escape from that circle. And definitely, militiamen of Donetsk, they responded to those attacks. So it was easily prognosable. It was prognosed, but now we witness the situation improving there in terms of ceasefire.
All right, we're 3 for 3 with annoying voices, but that's not the focus. The focus is what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio. We'll continue. We've gone through number 10, number 9, number 8, so number 7 is next on this week's Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need. and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Number seven item this week on our talk radio review is the focus on the vote that took place and then the veto of the Keystone Pipeline. Here's host John Carlson talking to Todd Myers from the Washington Policy Center about the president's veto and what alternatives there are to moving oil through a pipeline.
First, talk about the president vetoing the Keystone Pipeline and then talk about, well, if you don't want to transport the oil via pipeline, how else are you going to transport it from place to place? Go for it.
Well, the president had said for some time that he was going to veto this, and I think it's even for folks who are concerned about climate change, I don't think this makes a lot of sense, right? That the oil is, Canada has already said that it will ship it in other ways. Obviously, moving it by rail instead of pipeline is probably more dangerous. And so I think we're just sort of cutting off our nose to spite our face, which is a lot of what we do in environmental policy. We make symbolic gestures. And the group that protested in Seattle is called 350.org. They are known for a big climate march last November where they flew in lots and lots of people to New York City to hold a big protest. Well, if you want to count things that use energy, flying all the way across the country is about as, you know, energy intensive as you're going to get. Kashama Sawant, right, flew all the way to New York to be part of a press conference to proclaim her environmental responsibility, which is sort of the height of irony.
Well, you're being polite. I think some people call it the height of hypocrisy, but okay. Let's move to the next, and that is lay out for our listeners the comparative environmental consequences for transporting oil via pipeline versus train versus trucks.
Well, most of our oil is actually transported by pipeline. There are lots and lots of pipelines all over the place, and most of it gets transported that way. Train is much more efficient in terms of moving a product from one place to another compared with moving it by trucks. So if you won't build a pipeline and you don't like rail, you're going to move it by truck, which I think is probably more dangerous. It's certainly less efficient, so just from that standpoint. But again, what they would say is, well, we don't want any of it, right? It should just all be in the ground. And that's just, you know, sort of sticking your head in the sand about where we are in terms of an energy transformation.
Wow. Pretty amazing conversation I've had on my Good Day program about this over the last few months has duplicated pretty much what went on there. Most people thinking about it think this is crazy. Shipping, especially the environmentalists, shipping all the oil using the fossil fuels that it takes to run locomotives. Wow. And how many knew there were 80-some-odd pipelines around the country? That's pretty good information as well. Information is what we're about in the conversation about the information. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for this week.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six issue this week is something that concerns and confuses a lot of people. The discussion about the vote on net neutrality and how it affects you. Here's radio host Jeremy Lawrence talking to Larry Magid from CBS about what the FCC vote this week on net neutrality may mean for you, the consumer.
For some people that are just, they're going through their day, they know, okay, I bring up the internet and it works. What does this mean for them, bottom line?
Well, bottom line, what it means, so it doesn't mean that their bills are going to necessarily go up or down initially, or that they're going to have to pay more for faster service, because they already have to do that as it is. I mean, all the internet companies charge more for faster service at the consumer level. But it means that the content that they enjoy, the people who create the content that they enjoy, might have to sort of make a decision as to whether they're going to pay more to get their content into their house. It's almost like, oh gosh, imagine, and this is an interesting analogy, but imagine if UPS had to pay came into an apartment complex, right, to deliver packages, and they had to pay the apartment owner a big fee in order to get through the gate so they could bring the package to your apartment. Mm-hmm. That's in addition to whatever it costs them to run their trucks and do all the other things they do. And that's what this is. It's almost like a gate fee that the internet service providers might theoretically charge mm-hmm. to bring content into your home. And what the FCC is saying, no, that would be unfair, that people are paying their internet bills and these companies are paying for their servers, and nobody's arguing about that. But that the actual traffic should flow freely over the pipes. The pipes should not have toll roads and slow roads. So that's the argument. And, of course, the counter-arguments include, number one, the government should have nothing to do with that. That's market forces mm-hmm. should control that, and we shouldn't be using all these regulatory schemes for this purpose. And there's all sorts of counter-arguments as well. But that's fundamentally the issue.
Now, in terms of internet service providers charging that kind of thing, have we seen much of that to this point?
Well, that's actually a very good point. No, we have not. We've seen a few extreme cases years ago. One phone company that ran a DSL service, an internet service in their community, blocked Vonage, blocked an internet telephone company, and said, no, you can't have your long-distance services through our customers because we sell long-distance services. But that got shot down right away. Never really happened. We've seen some deals, I think, between Comcast and Netflix. Comcast has insisted on some deals, and Netflix has fought it but ultimately paid it. So there have been some examples of it. Haven't been extreme examples of it, because internet neutrality has kind of been the ethos all along, that the mm-hmm. you know, some of the big companies, the Comcast, the Verizons, the AT&Ts, have challenged it and said, no, we want to use market forces. You know, we've invested billions in our networks. We think that this can interfere with our ability to continue to make the investment. So there's been fights over that. But there hasn't been a huge amount of abuse that I'm aware of up until now, maybe some.
One of the things that critics of this move are saying is that by switching this over to be regulated as a utility, that you're actually opening things up to new taxes. Is that so?
Yeah. I am not aware of any, and in fact, the chairman specifically addressed that. I mean, there's always the concern, right, is a slippery slope. There's any time anybody creates a regulation, somebody's going to talk about slippery slope, right? If somebody says, I want to block pornography, they're going to say, today it's pornography, tomorrow it's political speech. That's one left, you know, that's kind of what the left would say, right? The right would say, today you simply want to regulate traffic, tomorrow you're going to impose taxes. But in reality, these are separate issues. And I don't see it happen. I mean, I had one radio host just a minute ago say, well, you know, the next thing we're going to have email tax as well. I mean, look, I don't know of a single politician from the left to the right to the middle that is calling for taxing, putting specific internet taxes. I just don't know of any appetite for it. There may be some state and local politicians that want to do it, but I don't, on a federal level, I don't know of anybody. And, you know, so you have to kind of put this in a broader context. But this is a fairly narrow discussion that's going on in the FCC. And it's not as if the FCC has never regulated any aspects of the Internet. It's not as if it's ever been free and open. First of all, remember, the only reason we have an Internet is because the government created it in the 60s, the Defense Department. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. has always had a regulatory role in the Internet, always, still does. In terms of the Commerce Department has authority, the Federal Trade Commission has some authority. So this notion that the government is sort of getting its hands, it's sort of like saying the government's taking over Social Security or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've always had a role in it.
So the president exercised his right to express himself, and there are a lot of people who feel this was very political, blocking, throttling, or choking out the fast lane. That's what they wanted to halt, so they said. 28 past the hour on this.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To review where we are to this point, charts for the week of February the 23rd to the 27th. At number 10, we started off with a discussion about what's going on in the world of sports talk radio with the NBA and the baseball season getting started. Kind of a cool thing. Number 9, the Oscar conversations from last weekend. 8, what's going on in the Ukraine. The pipeline veto, number 7. Net neutrality, number 6. So let's get to number 5 then.
Number 5.
Here's Taco's Jay Weber. The focus is on Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker leading the pack of potential GOP presidential candidates as we look at presidential prospects at number 5.
Even the newspapers across the pond are now calling Scott Walker the frontrunner in the next American race for president. The UK Daily Mail reveals that they claim this is a Walker campaign strategy to be every Republican voter's second choice. Now, I think Walker and his team would obviously like every voter to have them as their first choice, but you get the strategy. If Scott Walker isn't a voter's first choice, they hope that he's a person's second choice. And as in, if you still don't get this, I really like Ted Cruz, but if not Ted, Scott Walker. I really like Mike Huckabee, but if not Huck, Scott Walker. And what's the advantage in this? Well, obvious. It should be evident. This is a wide, wide field of candidates. It's something like 12 and growing. Donald Trump now says, oh, I'm serious, I'm in. He's hired a campaign manager. Do we have to act like this guy's anything more than a knob who just pulls this stunt every 4 years? Just go away. The media will treat him like he's a serious candidate. They'll give him all sorts of attention and time. He'll make the Republican Party look bad, and then he'll bloviate a lot and go away. But do we have to play this game again? Anyway, it's a growing field. It's likely to narrow down pretty fast. Many of them will likely play in Iowa, but they'll never really get a campaign off the ground. Others will survive Iowa and New Hampshire, and then will fizzle out after that because they'll run out of money before they get to South Carolina. So who's the second choice that moves into first place as the other men and women flop and fall out? Well, Walker. That's the hope. He has a strong showing and some staying power in the later states if this is the strategy, just to try to be number two in everybody's mind. The UK Daily Mail says this is the plan, as detailed to them by Walker himself. I'm looking ahead and seeing that the RNC only has four primaries scheduled for all of February in 2016. That will likely allow these stragglers and the also-rans to hang on a little bit longer maybe than usual, but we'll see. Walker may not be anywhere near the front by then, of course. I mean, who knows? It's a long and grueling journey, and boy, is the media out to catch him in any gaffe or any scandal.
Number four.
Number four item or issue, if you will, on the Talk Radio Review this week is a focus on Bill O'Reilly. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about some of the accusations being made against O'Reilly by editors over at Mother Jones Magazine.
The Mother Jones piece basically talks about O'Reilly has told his audience that he's a war correspondent during the Falklands War and that he experienced combat during the 1982 conflict between England and Argentina. And then they have this pull quote from an on-air comment that he made in 2013. I was in a situation one time in a war zone in Argentina, in the Falklands, where my photographer got run down and then hit his head and was bleeding from the ear on the concrete. And the army was chasing us. I had to make a decision. And I dragged him off, you know, but at the same time, I'm looking around and trying to do my job. But I figure I had to get this guy out of there because that was more important. The problem is he was in Uruguay, and I don't know which army is chasing him. So when he was asked about that, he admits, look, I've said no American reporter was there. I've said that. No one was there. And I clearly stated that I covered it from Uruguay, which I did. The field reports which went out on the air, everything that was reported happened. That's it. And when one reporter said, I pointed out to O'Reilly the phrasing on the pull quote, to which he replied, what I've reported, I've reported. Everything I've reported is accurate. That doesn't really answer the question, though, does it? No, but this whole truck and the army chasing you thing, what's that about? You weren't in the Falklands. No U.S. reporter was. You've admitted that that was true. So now they're back and forth, the Mother Jones co-editors and Bill O'Reilly. These are questions Bill O'Reilly won't answer, says Mother Jones. In numerous instances on his television radio shows and in his book, The No Spin Zone, that's why you don't want to be seen lying when your book is called The No Spin Zone. Yeah, because lying and spinning are very close relatives. Bill O'Reilly has said that he was in the war zone during the Falklands War when he was a correspondent, but it appears no American correspondents were allowed in the Falkland Islands war zone during the conflict. He needs to explain that. Well, you could, in that Argentina was at war with the UK over the Falkland Islands, and missiles were being fired beyond the Falkland Islands. The war had spread out into the South Atlantic. It was possible that the UK would attack Argentina, command and control. I mean, that was possible. And it was possible that within a certain distance of Argentina and the Falklands, you might have been on a heightened state of alert. Maybe there's some loose definition of war zone, but it strikes me like an exaggeration to say war zone.
Number three.
Number three this week. I'm sort of surprised this is not number one, but that's only because maybe what my focus has been on some of the issues has brought me around to thinking that what the ISIS folks are doing, folks, isn't that horrible? Hardly their folks. Anyway, what's going on with ISIS is really something that ought to be our focus all around the world. All of us should be focused on getting rid of these people. As a matter of fact, what we have here is an outtake from my Good Day program earlier this week where I talked to Patrick Poole, who's a national security and terrorism correspondent for PJ Media. We discuss ISIS taking dozens, perhaps hundreds, of Christian hostages.
One of the deepest concerns are the Assyrian Christian community is one of the most vulnerable in Syria, and they've already suffered, I mean, just horrific attacks in the past in the takeover of Raqqa and other areas in north east Syria, and in particular these villages along the Kabur River, these Assyrian villages, these are actually the descendants of the 1933 Sembilan massacre in Iraq. I mean, so these are people who've been through this, and we're seeing literally the extinction of Christian communities that have existed going back to the time of Christ itself, and they're disappearing, and with really no prospect of them being able to recover. So it's I mean, very desperate situation. And I was on the in contact with some of the Syriac military council officials this morning, and the media is reporting 150 of these Assyrian Christians that ISIS is taking captive. The SMC is estimating it's probably closer to 350 to 400 that have been taken captive. So, you know, we saw the horrific beheading video of the Coptic Christians in Libya here just a little over, you know, a week ago. And, you know, imagine if you're talking on a scale of hundreds. Well, it's just beyond our imagining.
What I'm trying to imagine is, or create in my mind, is a solution to this problem, which seems to be escaping the leaders of the world. I read with interest that the Prime Minister of Australia said, for example, that the government has to work harder at revoking the citizenship of, you know, any Australian involved in terrorism. Okay, so that's fine in as far as it goes. But what are we actually doing physically to get at these people who are just pretty much running roughshod over this whole area of the Middle East, and a lot of talking going on, even among Middle Eastern countries, never mind the West, which ought to put its shoulder to the wheel here? Well, there's nothing going on to fix this problem, is there?
Well, the limited support that the United States is providing in terms of airstrikes, to be honest, the U.S. has been doing airstrikes along the Khabur Valley in coordination with the Kurdish YPG. But Doug, we've seen here over the past couple months, we've been doing these airstrikes since August in the territory that ISIS has gained in that period of time.
We've done nothing.
It is nearly double.
So many of you have probably heard with interest the executioner dubbed Jihadi John has been identified by news reporters, believed to be a Kuwaiti-born British man, attended college in London. His family lives there now. He went to Syria in 2012, has killed at least 7 foreign captives on video. So this is something that at the end of the week more focus has been directed to, because now we can really sort of wrap our hands or our arms around one of the really bad guys. Reflections, part of the conversation in the talk radio world. We have number 2 and number 1 to get to as we finish off the hour on this week's review of the hot topics, the top 10. I'm Doug Steffen.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is a multi-view special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence of job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increase natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation. And it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Number two.
Number two on this week's countdown, the review of the big stories, the conversational tidbits from the world of news talk radio on thousands of stations around the country, is the president's amnesty order and what's happening with it. Here's radio host Kevin Miller talking to Mark Kerkorian from the Center for Immigration Studies. They discuss the judge's order, the temporary order, stopping the president's immigration plan, at least for the time being.
What do you make of the latest here with this federal judge now under siege?
Well, I mean, of course, this is what the left is going to do. They're going to try to make him the issue. But, I mean, I don't know. I think his ruling is going to hold up, his temporary ruling, because that's all this is. The thing is, what I'm afraid of is that the administration apparently is exploring going ahead with the amnesty in the 24 states that didn't file the lawsuit, which is not what the judge's orders permits, but they may just go ahead and do it anyway and see if they can get away with it.
Well, and judging by their past history of make it up as they go, Mark, what do you think? Will they get away with it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if they have the, stones to actually try it, because, I mean, this really is starting to push the envelope. But, not to insert an unrelated story that's not in my area, but, Hillary can take millions of dollars in payments from foreign governments while she's Secretary of State and keep a straight face, then it wouldn't surprise me if the administration tries this kind of basically brazen defiance of the law, and figuring once it gives people work permits, they're not going to take them away anyway, and so they will have won.
Mark, no one likes to, rip the country, rip the administration, but sooner or later, they're going to push the envelope past what they should, and will somebody defend the Constitution?
Yeah, I mean, Congress needs to stand up here. This isn't just a matter for the judiciary. I mean, the courts are acting, but, the Constitution and the balance of the, separation of powers is premised on the idea that the three branches of government will defend their own prerogatives. And what you're seeing in Congress, unfortunately, is the Democrats, willing to see the Constitution usurped as long as it's their guy doing it.
All right. So this week, many of you have heard that the president went after the GOP, not unexpectedly, for playing political ping pong on the immigration issue, encouraging the Republicans to work with Democrats to pass a comprehensive reform bill. He said, quote, the Democratic Party consistently has, in its conventions, taken a strong stance. We need to fix a broken immigration system, and the blockage has been very specific on the other side. The president challenged former Governor Jeb Bush, one of the presidential prospects and supporter of immigration reform, to stop criticizing him and instead confront his own party. He said, quote, I appreciate Mr. Bush being concerned about immigration. I'd suggest that what he do is talk to the Speaker of the House and members of his party, because the fact of the matter is that even after we passed bipartisan legislation in the Senate, I gave the Republicans a year and a half to just call this bill up. So Senator John Cornyn wasn't impressed with this. He said, we already have won and POTUS has lost the debate. You feel that's the truth? As we review the number one item next on the countdown. Keep thinking.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue, according to Talkers Magazine this week, is the funding of the Department of Homeland Security and the political football being pushed back and forth. Here's host Steve Scott with Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey talking about the funding bill getting through Congress and going to the president before the Department of Homeland Security is forced to shut down.
For his part, Senator McConnell, the majority leader, has split it up, separating Homeland Security and the immigration issues. Do you give him credit for doing that in the Senate?
Well, I give him the reality. I give him credit for understanding the reality that we shouldn't be playing politics with the Department of Homeland Security funding. This could have been passed already. It was his insistence over the course of the last several weeks to include the politics of immigration in the question of Homeland Security funding that has brought us to this virtual, moment in which the department will run out of funding. And I'm glad he came to his senses that the Department of Homeland Security's funding is more important than a political debate on immigration. So I think he had no choice but to split the bills. I wish that would have happened weeks ago. And, the question now will be, can he get some of the members of his own caucus to allow us to move forward on a clean vote, which I'm sure would get broad bipartisan support. And then the question will become, if we can meet that challenge, what will the House of Representatives do where it's not clear that they're willing to vote up or down on a clean funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, in the House, Speaker Boehner has certainly seemed less willing to separate these bills. At his news briefing, when asked if he would offer a clean bill, he blew reporters' kisses.
Well, you know, House Republicans who control the House of Representatives will have to decide whether they want to put the politics of immigration before the security of the country by funding the Department of Homeland Security. After the Department of Homeland Security's funding bill is ultimately achieved and sent to the president for his signature, then we are ready to go to any debate, including a debate on immigration. But, you know, creating the Department of Homeland Security as a hostage to their views on immigration is not, in my mind, in the national interest and security of the United States.
All right, let's move into another realm here. Here's host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talking to terrorism expert Brad Garrett about how concerned we all should be if the Department of Homeland Security doesn't get funded in time to avoid its shutdown.
Should we be worried about this, though? In fact, I'm flying on Sunday. Ken's flying next week. Should we be worried?
I don't know that you should be worried. I mean, TSA will be there. They will inspect you. But, you know, it's, guys, it's like anything else. If, you know, if the radio station told you tomorrow, we want you to continue to talk each morning, but we may not pay you for a while, or we may not catch up in paying you. You know, it's going to affect your attitude. It's going to affect your approach. You know, people go to work for the federal government for a lot of different reasons, but one is they really like the work, and it's got a stability factor to it, and this sort of ruins all that. You know, there's a lot of complaints the federal government's too big, it's not efficient. Valid arguments, I agree. But when you've got the frontline people, whether it be Border Patrol, TSA, the Secret Service, you know, they're more or less stand-up people. They're going to come to work. But if this goes on any period of time, it's going to have an adverse effect on them. And it also will have an adverse effect on people wanting to join those organizations, because we all want, you know, really good, decent, confident folks to have those jobs.
What are the alternatives going to be if it's funded for a few weeks? Do you have any realistic concern that the United States will not fund Homeland Security from just a political perspective?
I don't think so, because just taking the politics out of it and looking at it from sort of a human behavioral standpoint, it's really like shooting yourself in the foot if you're somebody who's trying to convince folks that, look, we're not going to fund this because we don't like the portions that deals with immigration. I get all that. I understand all that. But the American public are not going to care if it adversely affects their ability to travel or be protected. And so, you know, the rubber's going to meet the road here at some point. I assume it will, hopefully beyond just funding it for a month or two or three.
Golly, wouldn't it be a sad day if we didn't have the TSA at the airport? All right, enough of that. The poll this weekend at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, is the usual overview of the top 10 talk topics. According to Talkers Magazine, you can check it out at Talkers.com and tell us which one is the most important one as far as you're concerned. I already said my piece on that. ISIS was number one for me. What was number one for you as compared to what the research showed? That's it. Another review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.